talk about them sorry fake Indians no more.
Nah, yeah, what more can I say?
Hey, that shit was glorious. That shit was glorious Saturday watching that shit though.
It's over, man. Let them people live in misery by themselves, man.
Look, I kept telling them people, I said, y'all right here giving whole dissertations and whole PowerPoint projects about Miami, Florida and the defensive line and all this. I was like, man, worry about what y'all got getting ready. Don't dwell on that, because when them people pop you, what you gonna dissect and then now? And what happened? Them boys got popped.
I told Florida State fans after that Virginia loss, I'm like, all right, y'all about to start losing now. I didn't know it was going to be losing no goddamn three straight.
Man, them niggas
beat us, but I ain't think Pitt was going to beat them, but I was like, shit.
Hey, man, they thought, them niggas actually thought they were still in the fourth quarter of the Miami game. Thought, like, that shit was sweet. Like, man.
That shit crazy. And the crazy part was, like, I seen like Freddie Stevenson say, nah, that's bullshit. You know, because some fans were like, if we'd have played like that, Freddie was like, man, stop that bullshit, man. If you watch ball, you know damn well that shit was not no game. CJ said that shit was not no game. Like,
yeah, really talk ball, CJ man. Podcast. Cut the shit, man. I saw CJ podcast. He was like, man, we was really never in the game, no matter what the score looked like. Shit.
Stop that. Like, anybody who actually watched ball know, like, they wasn't in the fucking game. The game been over. It only could have been worse and should have been worse. Inflated garbage time stats. Come on, man.
If they would have called a pass interference on that first drive.
Oh, first drive, right?
The game would have been different.
But then I say, okay, what if they didn't call that illegal motion on Marion? Then what?
Right.
Because we scored. Tony scored. So it's like,
man, no. What if they just didn't show up to the goddamn game at all? What if? They got their ass beat.
Bro, I said it right before the game. I tweeted our 26 account. I said, this is going to be our chance. I don't want to hear all these what ifs and could have been. Because I knew this is exactly what the fuck was going to happen. They're going to lose the game and go right back to hypothetical. This shit is pathetic. Like, you should not be no kind of fan of ball. And then after losses, start talking about all sorts of hypotheticals.
Yeah.
You lost. You had the chance. You had every opportunity to beat that team out in front of you. Now, after you lose, it's woulda, coulda, shoulda? Come on, man. Be serious. Like, that's pathetic, man. I'm mad at us. Mike gonna turn that shit into a G5 program, man. Y'all boys out there running freak offense.
Hey, you know what?
3-3-5 defense because you can't recruit no fucking D lineman.
You know what's funny about that G5 shit, man? I'm watching the game Saturday, and I was like, damn, Pitt just got better fucking football players than Florida State, bro. They just do.
Yeah.
They just do, which is crazy, but they just do.
Man, that man went out and hired people that would help cover up the deficiencies of the roster. That's what you do when you're a G5 program. You have to work on – you're not going to out-muscle, you know, like South Florida, right, as good as they playing, they cool, right? They not going to just line it up against Iowa, even. Who can't score. Who ain't been able to score in a decade. They still can't just line it up. The only way they can beat them, they got to trick them. That's what Florida State has become. They got to trick you in order to win.
I ain't even thinking about that. That's insane.
Hey, that's exactly what they are now.
Larry, the crazy thing is, you know, we in that college football group on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. And we been telling them, like, boy, y'all know y'all got your G5 coach now. Yeah, he ain't. Now all of a sudden, they like, man, yeah, this nigga was right. I'm like, I tried to tell y'all niggas six years ago, like,
shit true,
boy, y'all hired a nigga that ain't going to do it.
Bruh, they legit, okay, they came off of 2-10. They legit probably going to end up with this season somewhere between 6-6. And, you know, the ceiling is probably 7-5. And the flow is bad. It's 3-9. I can see them not winning shit out.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, that's the truth of the matter. Like, I'm not even a troll.
Yeah. And another thing is, like, I told them, I was like, the worst thing that could have happened to them was going to overtime with Virginia and being in that dogfight. Why? Because they opened up their playbook. They threw everything they had at them. So now, we know all your trick plays. We know all your triple little flea flickers. We know all what you're going to do. And what happened? We sniffed all that shit out. What happened with Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh sniffed all that shit out.
The D line just sitting there, not even pressuring, sometimes just waiting for the little screen. I'm like, oh, this shit is only middle of the season. That shit dead now, bro. And that's
the worst thing that happened to them was beating Bama. They thought they was better than they were.
Season was over.
They thought they was a better team than they actually are. I'm like, but listen, I kept telling. I said, well, that team's overrated. Oh, you just hate. I said, no, I'm telling you, that team, dog. I watch y'all play Bama. Bama just didn't care that game at all.
You look like shit. Bama got better. They did not beat a good Bama team.
Yeah, y'all didn't beat no good Bama team. Bama ain't care. But y'all won, so we give y'all that.
Yeah, y'all take the next two games,
and y'all play little league teams, and y'all score 100 points per game. And then, we got the best offense ever. We averaged 700 yards. I'm like, no, y'all average 400 yards a game against Power 4 schools.
You would come out your mouth and talk about you know ball, and you're a ball fan, and you're going to tell me you average 700 yards offense. Come on, man. Stop playing, bro.
I ain't even like how they was even running it up on them teams. Something at 70 and stuff. That shit wasn't sitting well with me for some reason.
Because they were just trying to pass stats and build confidence. Like, that was what he was doing, was trying to get this team to believe that they're better than they are. And that worked against them. Because after they lost to Virginia, the quarterback said, yeah, I think we were smelling ourselves a little too much. If that don't speak to the culture of what's going on, then I don't know what does.
He only been there like 5 months saying that.
Right. There's no reason for them people to have felt that way. Like, oh, we're just this dynamic team. Man, you beat up on two high school teams and got lucky on Bama. You should have been way more focused than that. But that's enough time for them fucking clowns. I don't want to talk to them no more. I don't want to talk to them.
Let them die in peace, man. Let them die in peace.
Only thing I want to talk about when it comes to Florida Gators is DJ Ladwig. We may have a rehabilitation program for you. Please get
in touch
with the coaching staff.
You know what I'm saying?
Just get into the – I ain't saying it's going to work, but it's the only chance you got. You don't have no chance there. Y'all seen that shit on sideline with DJ saying,
yeah,
what the fuck are we calling?
Yeah, bro.
Oh no, but did you hear what Billy said? Like, he talking about, he said something about, I guess they can't call certain plays because he think DJ Lagway hurt. And I'm like, why would he say that? Like, that's, you don't say nothing like that to man, like that, but that dude finna lead that team. Man.
Why they ain't firing him yet?
Say, I mean, money, and then you got to figure out who's going to work. It could happen. I think it was giving him the A&M game, especially after winning Texas, to see if he could have flipped it around. I think they're working on his replacement already.
I think so too.
That's what it is.
It very well may be Franklin right now.
That's what it is. One of my coaches who know one of the boosters, he say they trying to see who they can hire. They don't want to fire him without having somebody in place.
Yeah.
But even if you got somebody in place, he can't coach this year. So why not just fire him?
No. It's not about that. It's saying you got it because you see it's a lot of coaches getting fired. So they saying, listen, we don't want to just be one of those programs that fire our coach. And then we shuffling around trying to figure out who's going to be the next coach. Then that's when you become one of those programs that you just keep firing coaches every year.
They'll be kind of a rudderless ship, especially since you know there's terminations out there and there's probably more to come. So like
some teams
say,
play better when you can.
For a game or two. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like when
I don't think they got nobody to fight.
Miami was gonna fire Manny Diaz. Like they knew they wanted Mario, so it was like we already had our guy. So they want to do something like that. Florida State too. They want to figure out who the guy going to be. Now Florida State probably in the worst situation.
Yeah, they owe that man 50 something million.
But even so, they going to get left out because of them on the coach so much money. They probably just going to have to find another coach just who gives coach.
That's crazy.
All right, but
I'm happy. Fuck them.
fuck them people. I got pork chops to grill.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Thank you.
What up? What up? What up? Welcome to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricanes, Bob Shop Talk, Football Talk, pardon me. I chop that shit up every week somehow, and I say the same shit. For some reason, I put a little remix on that thing. Anyways, man, y'all already know who it is, man. Gang is back. And we ready to get back to football bye week. Done with bye weeks. Time to get some football for the rest of the season, man. Want to know every week. Let's see, we're going to talk a little bit about what's on the, you know, since the coach had a week off, we're going to look at some of the recruiting stuff going on. I'm going to take a little look at, like, I want to get everybody's kind of, we can say mid-season, we're only five in, but, you know, six games pretty much, mid-season MVPs on offense and defense, and then we're just going to look ahead to the Louisville game. Got the gang here with me, man, my main man, Turnpike Measy. Please. Do not be remiss to say the Turnpike. Say what's up to the people, man.
Please say the Measy, man. Turnpike. Man, my fault, y'all boys. Last week, I know y'all heard me on the show struggling at the beginning, man. My girl got AOL Wi-Fi at her house. Dial up.
Shit, crazy.
That junk is crazy over there, but I'm at the crib. Wi-Fi booming, man. Welcome to the show. We got real Fennel General X in the building. And y'all tell that boy happy belated birthday, too. X birthday was yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
Happy belated,
bro.
My shit. Hey,
and for the first time in 20-something years, man, I didn't step in a strip club. I got to give myself a pat on the back for that. But yeah, nah, man. Thanks for the birthday wishes, man. And yeah, good man, we're 5-0, trying to get 1-0 this week. We play some team with some Cardinals. I seen a lady post the Cardinals, and then my other dog say, man, you know, Cardinals don't got no teeth. Like, you know, Cardinals don't got no thumbs. I'm like, man, this ain't even gonna be no game. What's going on?
That's crazy. They had like Sebastian, they got teeth. Sebastian got teeth too.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, man, what's going on, man? But nah, man, we got the homie D Rob, Mr. Chef, the world renowned chef, man, the army chef. You know, he cooking up some stuff in there, man.
Yes, sir. What's going on, man? Another week, still undefeated, 5-0. About to go 1-0 again this Friday. About to, you know what I'm saying, shoot them Cardinals out the sky. You know, make it do what it do. Ain't no cooking going on today, man. Go. It's gonna be takeout today, so you know. Yeah, but yeah, man.
Make them appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, gotta be a little burger from somewhere else, just right. So y'all keep y'all mind right.
Yeah, yes sir. So yeah, man, let's get into it.
No doubt, man. Yeah. So since we came off of bye week, you know, the coaches got to get out there and hit the trail. So I'm gonna just I got a list of names here, and we just kind of do a temperature check on some of these guys. Some guys we was on pretty heavy, you know, through this whole process. And I know we've heard some whispers about, you know, some of these guys being a little bit more receptive to the idea. You know, it go that way when you're the number two team in the nation. You know, that winning start to look a little different. And what these kids are getting to see looks different. Then even like last year, sure, we started off 10-0, but you know, especially down the stretch, you can see a lot of deficiencies in the defense. That I think threw some kids off, kind of put a bad taste in their mouth, and it was like, yeah, I don't know. And then, you know, they got to be thinking too, well, Cam gone, so how do they sustain this thing? So I think that turned some of these guys off. But the way we was able to bounce back this year, I think it instills confidence that, like, okay, even with Carson Beck, we know Carson done that for this year. I think the way things are going, you confident now that we're going to get another quarterback. Like, and it's going to be the best quarterback you can get is the feeling. So, unless we just feel that great about what's on the roster, I don't think that'll be the case. I'm sure we'll go in the portal one more time. You know, there's names out there, CJ Bailey, you know, Lenore Sellers.
I was hearing that name. Yeah,
that would be crazy. I'd be happy with Bailey too. But yeah, I think so. The temperature changed a little bit with these kids, and I think, you know, as the class sits right now, I believe we're number 12 if I'm not mistaken, we're still sitting at 12.
We end up moving to number 11.
Kenton
Dobson, he ended up reclassing. Well, it's official now, so.
Oh, he's official. Okay, cool.
Now, so yeah, they moved us to number 11.
Well, let's start with a little bit with Kenton Dobson, because I know, you know, there's been some whispers of UNC.
It's still a lot of chatter going on about him and his recruitment. Miami wants some. He wants to stay with Miami. I think in the end, man, Miami will get the job done to keep him in the class. He would probably most likely switch positions in the near future to safety. But as of now, he's cornerback. And they have him, the top 150 for 26. So
I like him too, man. I like him there. I think that would be a good transition for him, and it's a need for us as well. Like, we don't have a lot of depth right now. You got Poizer, who still got, you know, his years of eligibility left. But then after Jacoby Thomas leaves, you only really got Bryce Fitzgerald that's got field experience. So, you know, it could be an opportunity there. You already know we'll play guys early, so it'd be an opportunity for him to get on the field early there, or play nickel because you got Keontae Scott leaving.
Last year was his first year, but he didn't come in with Gidry.
But yeah, I think that could be a, you know, good transition for him and an opportunity to get on the field a little bit earlier. I was going to say real quick, man. I noticed when I looked at the snap counts, man, all these games, there's one name that got the highest snap count on defense, man.
Keontae Scott. Damn near don't come out.
He don't come off the field, bro.
He might come out one play, maybe.
Literally, and he be hooping while he out there. So salute to that dude. What a hell of a find. What a resurgence to his career. He's out there. He's all over the place. You know, a physical guy, a tone setter. You know, he's been pretty sticky in coverage as well. Like, he's not a guy that's making the wrong side of highlight reels. Damn, I wish we had one more year with him and Thomas, man. But I just want to give him a quick shout out. He's been playing great ball. And this guy, man, this dude conditioning is out of this world. Like I said, he don't even pull him up. Y'all remember Charles Brantley?
Yeah, even after he still be like running around, like hyping everybody up. He don't stop moving.
Yeah, he's got crazy conditioning. But all right, so yeah, X Saint, you know, and I kind of lean into that too. I think Dobson ends up in this class. I think they'll work out the particulars. You know, it's whispers of, you know, some, you know, money thing, want a little bit more here and there. But I think he's a Kane in his heart, and you know, you get right around the right people. Money coming when it's coming to you.
Yeah, with that kid, it's not really about the money. I know that's the main focus that social media tried to paint, but it's not about the money, man. I think the kid just wanted the respect that he earned on the field, because I'm gonna keep it a buck. He's played all of the top receivers in South Florida, and only one receiver scored a touchdown on him, and that's Nick. That's the best player in the state. So. Yeah.
They talking about him reclassing too, right?
Nick Lanier.
He's trying to. I don't know if he's going to be able to because of his grade situation.
Yeah. Boy, trying to get that money, boy. He's trying. Yeah, boy. But they got to understand. See, you know, and they got to understand everybody not Malachi Toney, right? And I don't say that just from the physical sense, because initially, even X was like, he wanted him to stay back a year. But the thing that really separates, you know, Malachi is his focus is on a different level. His focus is beyond his age. And that's number one. Like, that boy gonna work every day to really make that jump. Yeah, I mean, his dedication to the game is nothing like, you know, you're talking about first in, got to get kicked out. You know, the weight he's added just in this short time there, he probably put on 10, 12 pounds of good muscle back on. You got to be that kind of monster to reclass and then become that kind of an impact guy. That's not going to be for everybody. Yeah, and that's nothing wrong with that, because you're still a young man growing into, you know, who you are. So, anyways, speaking of Malachi, man, Calvin Ruffin, I don't think the Syracuse thing sticks But how y'all feel just about our opportunity to get them flipped into this class?
I feel like we keep doing what we do. We get them. I mean, that's my opinion. Because I'm thinking the Syracuse thing not going. That's not going to stick. And I'm not really hearing about no other schools. I mean, I know X and other people will have more about that, but I'm not really hearing about other schools. I think his relationship with Malachi will help as well, because they seem like they have been best friends. I don't know how long they known each other, but they seem like brothers.
Boys, tight.
Right. And I think that helps.
Yeah, they best friends. They call each other cousin. Yeah, they real close. Like, the whole thing was they both was going to end up at Miami if Malachi probably would have stayed in the 27 class.
In his class, right.
You know what I'm saying? No, yeah. No, the Calvin Russell noise is real serious. It's loud. I'm not yet ready to say that he ends up in Miami, but it's some real loud noise.
You just got to keep working on moms.
Say what?
Got to keep working on moms.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Because moms is very adamant about she only care about what her son wants. So it's like she don't care about none of that other stuff that goes on around with the program and stuff like that. And she went to Miami and he a legacy. She don't care nothing about it. She like, nah, I don't care.
I respect it.
I just feel like it's no way Russell still wants Syracuse. After seeing on this show, I'm just thinking it's no way he just still.
Yeah, that's a tough road to hold that, man.
Yeah, bro.
That's a tough road to hold that, man.
I don't think it stick. That quarterback situation is terrible, and it's gonna probably be even worse next year because. That guy, he's probably not gonna be ready to even come back at the beginning of the year because that's an Achilles injury. That ain't they tougher than ACLs. ACLs, now you be coming back like 7-8 months, they be coming back. With those Achilles, man, that'll keep you out a whole nother year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people don't even come back right from that.
And right. You got because I mean, even though basketball is different, it's less physical. Like, look at Jason Tatum. They like, yeah, he's more than likely gonna miss the whole 25-26 year, and he probably just, if he comes back, it might be for the playoffs, but you got to think about it. Like, that's like what next, what, May, June? You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother year or so. So I don't think he's going to be 100% when he comes back. If he does come back, and that, like I said, that quarterback situation is terrible. And again, I think that Beck is probably going to get drafted, right? I'm not going to go as far as say, oh, he's the number one pick. He's going to be the number one pick, but I can see him
first round.
I can see him first round, and it's like, what quarterback wouldn't want to come here? Man, look, they took Cam Ward, went from like fifth round pick to first round pick. Carson Beck went to falling off the face of the earth because of that injury. He done bounced back. Now he's a first round pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we're going to be a QB rehab center. But these QBs that want to reel back. Like, I'm being real. Like, for QBs who want to raise their stock or whatever the case may be, let me go ahead and go to Miami. One, because we're going to put the talent around you. You know your offensive line is going to be super solid. You know your running game is going to be solid.
That's Oklahoma.
Dream. Yeah.
New Oklahoma. That's what them boys are doing, man. Turning them boys out. They
line up. Dawson going down that shit up for you, too.
So I'm good. Like, I'm already like thinking, like, when that portal window open up, I already know, like, it's gonna be
tell them people, man, stop mentioning Dawson's name and all these coaching searches. Dawson ain't a good coach, man. He's bad coach.
No, he's a bad player. He's a good coach, but as far as the head coach,
we'll keep him.
Yep.
Hey, follow the lead, D-Rob. He's terrible. But
yeah,
we don't want to hold nobody else.
I don't want to hold on to that subject, but like, sometimes I be thinking, how much longer do we really have here?
He's gonna be here for a while because he's a bad coach. I'm gonna tell you, Meezy, like, in all seriousness, right? I still think the staff needs to sit him down and say, hey, let's go ahead and get an analyst for you just in case for whatever happens in the future. You leave, whatever the case may be, personal reasons. somebody can step in and just take over and continue and doing what you're doing, maybe even better, right? Him not having that guy on staff right now is concerning, because if so happened that he leaves for another job, right? Now you have to try to scour the whole college football to see, okay, who's going to run something similar? Don't change your whole offense. Don't bring in a whole different OC that's probably going to run something totally different. You know what I'm saying? Like, most of these coaches, they have these analysts that are like basically the backup OC. Nick Saban did it at Alabama. You know what I'm saying? He had Mike Locksley as a backup. He had Sarkisian as an analyst, as a backup. When Lane was like, they had a backup for every, you know what I'm saying, for like the OC or DC if somebody decided to leave. So I think
build his ass a statue down there. Shit.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, they need to say, okay, hey, this is what we're gonna do. Who do you want? Let's throw some money at somebody to basically be that analyst for you. So if you decide to step down just on your own accord or whatever the case may be, okay, we ain't got to do no extensive search. We can just fall in, because we know how Mario is when it comes to trying to hire coaches. He not taking a day. He gonna take a week. He gonna interview 10, 15 candidates, circle back and do some other, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know how he operates when it comes to that. So I really think that they seriously need to consider bringing in an offensive analyst guy for Dawson, to where, like, if he goes, they fall in. Because you have them at every position, like these running back, you have a running back analyst, you got a DB analyst, you know, with the guy we got from Georgia State, and you got Terry Jefferson, you got those linebackers, you got all these positions, you have these analyst guys that can basically, like, will fall in line if you decide to go that route, just to keep the camaraderie and everything that's in motion, instead of actually going out and find somebody. Because this is the first time in a long time where we have the same offensive coordinator, what 3 years? What, he's on, what, year three right now? You know what I'm saying?
I know it's not public information.
No, year three. Is year three, because remember, year one we had Gattis. So, So this is year three. This is year three for him. This is Heatherman year one, but I think he's good. I don't think Heatherman is going to be jumping to go. I think he's going to be solid. So
he got
to
be higher. He got to be one of the highest paid in the country right now, right?
Who's that?
Dawson, or not yet?
It's
not public, but hey, you know what I'm saying about that?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he is.
But yeah, I ain't want to hold off too long about Dawson. Go ahead, Larry.
Nah, you good, bro? That's a good point. And yeah, I don't know, because like most analysts not even really listed, so you'd have to find out. I don't know. I've echoed that sentiment too, though, D-Rod, like where I was like, I don't know who we would be comfortable like handing the reins over to. Like, and I don't necessarily even care. Like, let's say it was Tim Merritt. If I knew that Tim Merritt was ready to call the offense, I don't know that. There's no reason for me to think that right now. So, you know, I'm with you. I would like some sort
the guy, of the guy right now, if anything bad was to happen, the guy right now who probably would step in would be the tight end coach, Woodhull. Whatever, he'll be the guy.
Woodhull. Okay.
Yeah, he'll be the guy.
Not, I mean, but, and I wouldn't be completely uncomfortable if he knows everything. I just don't know how that goes. You know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he's the guy, then I ain't gonna lie, I got a concern with that, because the thing is, like, he's not Dawson's guy, right? Dawson didn't bring him in, right?
Well, he's been under him for 3 years now, too, though. All right, if we bought an analyst, man, say Dawson there one more year, the analyst only been under Dawson for 1 year,
right?
What I'm saying is, if he's bringing an analyst, it's somebody that he knows that'll run his offense. So, whether if it's a year or not, It shouldn't be that much of an effect.
Well, then in that case, I see what you're saying, but who is that guy?
Right.
That's the question. I don't know who that guy would be. And if it was that comfortable, then they would probably just hire him. I'm with you. Bring him now if he's willing. And that's the other thing, is he willing? Because depending on who that guy is, he may already have like an OC spot. And it's like, well, I'm not going to take that pay cut, but y'all call me if he leaves. You know what I mean? I would too. I'd be like, yeah, I know the offense. I run that offense. I could call that offense all day. But yeah, I'm not, you know, unless the check is fat, yeah, I ain't going nowhere to be no analyst for you. Anyways, a couple more names I want to run through. DeAnthony Lafayette. I know he was one of those edge guys who was big on. I thought a lot of people thought he might go Oklahoma. But he ended up committing to LSU. He's committed to LSU right now. I believe he out the Orlando area.
Yeah, or late donor or some shit like that.
I believe so, yes, sir. I think
he only like 6'1", though.
Yeah, he's a small dude. Yeah, I think he's like kind of like maybe a, what's that dude from Oklahoma? RJ Mason?
Yeah, he was short, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of, that's how they see him. Like, he's not going to be your you know, prototypical, you know, 6'4". I mean, hell, Bane ain't prototypical in that sense. You know, he's probably maybe 6'3". You know what I mean? You know, and he got real, it's college, so. It was so many specialists that like with the man in college, and then you'd be like, damn, they don't really find, they can't really quite find an NFL role, depending on what teams they go circulating around to. But I like the kid. I watched his tape. I'm with you. He's smaller, and that's why I watched his tape, because I was like, 6'1", man, a little lad. Then I went and watched him. I was like, oh, okay, all right. I see what they like about him. I think, you know, I think he might even be talking to Oklahoma as well. It don't feel like right now that LSU situation is like a lockdown type situation. I believe he just talked to Jason Taylor recently as well. So he'd be an interesting one on the board. I know he's still high on his board. We got to add, I would think you still need to add some more bodies along the defensive line. I think we did good. Kind of like, you know, almost Ben Mario formula is like kind of building the bottom of the class and continuing to do the work on some of the elite guys and try to get these flips like we did with a Hayden Lowe. Like, man, I wish he was playing this year. That kind of year we having. And, you know, I criticize him some for not playing, you know, some of these other guys. But, you know, what I thought about too, like when they're talking about they don't want to come off the field. And I heard shout out Category 6. I heard D-Rod was on there the other day. And, you know, they talking about how they don't want to come off the field. I'm like, I thought about that shit later, too. I was like, well, kick their ass inside so they ain't got to change as much. And then give me some of these guys, that's, you know, that's been on the bench, you know, with a little more juice. Because they was right there. I'm like, yeah, what if you brought them down? Which Castellanos is tough guy to bring down.
They said Bane waved Moten off the – not Moten.
Heatherman?
No, he weighed, what's his name, off the field because it was coming to sub, and Bane was like, nah, I don't want to go off the field. The boy from Central.
You muted, D-Rod.
Mondo Blunt. Come on, Mondo Blunt.
Yeah. Oh, so I was they really don't want to come off the field, but I mean, we'll probably see that more in ACC play, though.
Yeah, we'll see. I'd like to see that kind of NASCAR package a little bit where we kick those, like, Mesidor and Bane inside, and then you put those smaller, guys with the reach and see, you know, let them bend the corner and see if they can actually bring some of these guys down, especially late in the game. But, I think there's a good chance he could be a kid. We end up being able to flip in that class. Now, X, I want to – because you brought this name to our attention a little while ago, and I keep hearing little rumblings, but it ain't been a decommitment yet. How you feel on Justice Fitzpatrick?
I still feel good about it. From what I was told from two different people that the family wants him to be down here. Georgia is doing everything in their power to keep him. He wants to play cornerback in college. That's another situation like Kenton Dawson, where I think it's best for him to move to safety. Mm-hmm. And y'all just talked about the guy who probably is one of the MVPs of the defense, Keontae Scott. I mean, if Justice Fitzpatrick is smart, I'm looking at Keontae Scott and I'm like, well, that's what I want to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think the staff, they doing everything right to get in his head. They keep presenting that situation. I think he's going to end up a Kane. Because that's him. He's not going to play corner in college. And I told him that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Go get your money. You know what I mean? Do the things that's going to be beneficial to you in the long game.
Yeah, and his brother did it. Like, his brother did it. So I follow my brother's footsteps. My brother's an all pro. Why not?
Right. Well, I said he ain't shabby. It made some bad footprints to follow. Bro came in and made an impact in the league right out the rip. So, another body back there. And then
I was hearing about old boy Blake Stewart.
That's what I was about to pivot to.
Yeah,
Blake Stewart committed to Clemson.
Yeah, that's the other kid that's committed to Clemson. Yeah, they definitely going to they keep chopping at him. Not sure it happens, but one thing about Mario is, you know, when you say you're not sure it happens, and then that you know, boy, come signing day, that thing been a flip. You be like, yeah, well, Mario be doing things.
This is looking funny. You know, they run might be over. We don't know yet. They're looking a little funny in the light. So I can see where, you know, I don't think they ever gave up anyway. But then when they let this little, you know what I mean, this little crack, you know, Mario going to definitely use that to try to open the door all the way up. Hey, how you doing, Blake?
Yeah, I think this year, like you said earlier, is like last year, it was a lot of inconsistency with the coaching staff. Once the defense started playing bad, then, you know, the rumblings was, okay, well, the defensive people getting fired. So it was like, recruits was like, well, shoot, how can I commit to the school and them boys going to get fired?
Right.
I'm saying, well, they don't even know if they're going to be there. And right. Then, you know, it's Miami. You know what I'm saying? We always got something funny going on. So this year it's like, man, them boys really they see the team and they like, man, that's something that I would love to be a part of. Like, that team is serious.
It's starting to believe. It's
starting to look like what it's supposed to look like. You know what I'm saying? So,
and it ain't it's nationally, right? Like, you could flip to anybody nationally right now, and they're gonna tell you we one of the top three teams in the country. You know, rather some people got us one. You know, Ohio State right there. And then, you know, props to Cignetti, a job he's doing over there in Indiana. You got to get them boys their credit. You know, they rank number three right now officially, which is kind of what I thought they should have been after that last win. So the national perception changed of the team as well. So that can't help but bolster their mindsets to just think this ain't just a flash in the pan or just like a, you know, this ain't a TCU type situation where, yeah, they got to go to the Natty, but they got stomped the hell out and then they went away. And then most of that roster didn't translate over to the NFL either.
I spoke with a recruit the other day, man, and the recruit was like, he said, man, the defense, he said the Miami defense, it looks like the 30 for 30 defense. Now, like, boy, what you know about that? He say, man, that's all we know. Like, we never really seen Miami be good. He say, they always tell us to watch the 30 for 30 and go look at the old days. So he looked at it and he said, yeah, man, that defense look like that.
That gotta be crazy when you hear him actually say that, though.
I said, bro, right. I say, listen. And I told him, I say, listen, I'm gonna keep it a buck. That defense is nothing like that. As good as our defense been, it's nothing like it. But guess what? It can get there. We keep getting out and we keep getting y'all to come
in. Pieces, right. Keep getting the pieces. Then get there. Yeah, I mean, interesting to see how that play down the road. I know the Buford boys, Taylor went out there to go check them boys out. Bryce Perry, right? Or Petty? Is it Perry? Or
Perry? Yeah, Perry. Yeah, Bryce Perry. That one, I think Miami was going to always be in that race to sign today. Because that was just one that Jason Taylor personally was trying to get. You know, Jason Taylor gets who he wants. You know what I'm saying? So he's always got a top dog at the D-line position since he's been a coach, since he's been able to recruit as a coach. So that's one that I think could possibly happen. We'll see, because there's some other DNs that Jason Taylor wants also. So you got to see which one that he's going to be able to land.
Speaking of DN, the kid that was, I think he pretty sure he decommitted. He's from Buford as well, Dre Quinn.
That's the other one that was at, he was committed, Clemson.
Right, that he was checking out to play for Buford as well. What do you think he had on his board right now?
I think like he's like midway, probably third, fourth.
Okay.
I mean, but that's not bad considering.
Nah, the top
name. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the
top boy not shabby. Yeah. And then who's the other kid? Oh, Tyreek Green. I don't feel like there's much motion on that one.
Yeah, I think the staff. He just go ahead and find another home because for one, he's a project. Like, he comes in, I don't even think he takes a snap at Miami. Because he's about 6'3". He doesn't – I watch his film, and it's like, yeah, he doesn't play 6'3". You know what I'm saying? I don't want no more 6'3 guys who play like they 5'6". Oh,
you know what? You talking about Tyreek Evans.
Okay. I thought you were talking about Tyreek.
I was like, wait, huh? Wait a minute. Okay, all right.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
No, you good, Tyreek. Since you went there. Since you already went there.
Yeah, I don't want no more 6'3 guys who play 5'6". Like, no more. That's it. It's done. We done for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be 6'3", man, you got to play like you 6'3 or bigger. So, I just don't think he's... Yeah, I don't think he's that. The guy who I think replaces him is Marquez Daniels. That's Florida. Is he Florida Robinson.
Still committed to Florida?
Yeah, he's committed to Florida. He's going to take an official visit to Miami.
He's from Alabama, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then it's another 6'5" receiver that was committed to, I think it was committed to Iowa.
Iowa State.
Yeah, Iowa State.
Mylon Paris.
Yeah, he's another 6'5" guy who I think Miami is getting close, very, very close with. So just look at 3 6'5" guys. You got Calvin Russell, you got Marquez Daniels, and then you got that other guy. That's 3 6'5" guys who Miami could possibly pull in. I ain't saying they pull in all three, because if they do that, that's just ridiculous. But
you know, talking that talk.
Yeah, man. Hey.
Why not? It's to be determined, but I was talking about Tyreek Green, the UGA commit.
The safety. We was on him heavy. Then he ended up committing to Georgia.
That's another one though.
Miami going still trying to play.
Wait, so you saying you don't like the safety commit we got now then from Georgia?
No, he was talking about Tyron Evans. Tyron Evans.
Okay. The wide receiver.
It was just a mix up on the name a little bit. Yeah, Tyron Evans. Yeah.
The receiver is the one I don't like. Not
right.
Safety.
Yeah. 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 Tyron Evans. Yeah. He ain't gonna make it. Everybody.
It's too quiet on that end, on that front. Yeah. Usually these coaches and all that, well, we usually see updates on like receivers in there, or not receivers, just players in general, senior year. And yeah, I ain't heard too much of nothing about what's going on with him. So I expect that they're probably.
You ain't heard shit about him.
Yeah. I expect that they probably is going to say, hey, man, we're going to go in a different direction. And I expect him to probably fall back at Tennessee or shoot, maybe North Carolina. Who knows?
Tennessee might be gone, bro.
I mean, yeah, or however, but I don't see him going here.
This staff is big on senior evaluations too, season evaluations. So, would it not looking quite what they want it to look like? Yeah, I think they're going ahead. What you about to say, D-Rock?
Let me say this, all right? And I don't get somebody on the staff better hit this shit. Amari Latimer, running back commit.
No, the running back from Georgia.
Listen,
man, I've been screaming that for like a whole year.
Listen, his relative is in our group chat, and he said he will come. It's his dream school with a smiling emoji. That is telling me he is still open to coming to Miami. They know that's his family. I don't know what they need to do, but they need to get that shit done. I don't give a damn about
So let me give you a whole story. Let me give you a storyline about this. So you know who his other family is, right?
Yeah, Darren.
No. I'm not talking about Darren. I'm saying you know his other family. This is No Good But So Good.
Ballin' Boy.
We Ballin' Boy. That's his family. That's his uncle.
Oh.
Them
the uncles. We Ballin' Boy. Them the uncles. So, you know, I know them boys. And they like, man, hey. Nephew wants to be a Cane. It ain't nothing. Like, if Miami say we take you today, guess what? Nephew say I committed to Miami right now.
What's the hold up? Derek Cooper?
Miami, they got to stop playing. Tell Miami, say, hey, we want you right now.
Because
Do you think they feel like he like the same thing as Mallory?
No.
He's dead.
Miami was putting their attention to other places.
So yeah, it's what I said. They wasted time on Cooper because they just see him as such a dynamic athlete or whatever. But I mean, my thing is
Cooper don't want to be here. So what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, amazingly, he's still committed to Texas. I don't like the Texas situation. I don't think that O-line really hitting on much. I don't like your quarterback situation going into Texas next year. You already know who it's going to be. And my thing is this. Like, people always talk about the local kids. I'm like, listen, if we don't put all of that into him, all sorts of resources and time and energy, and he chose to go, you know, commit to Texas, cool. Go ahead and move on. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, like, why let a kid like this, you know, this Amari Latimer kid who y'all clearly high as hell on, I ain't familiar with him, but, you know, I just looked him up just then. I ain't actually looked at his actual tape yet or nothing like that. But, I mean, 6'1", 220, want to play. You know, he's got some good offers up here. Wisconsin, Georgia Tech, Arkansas,
I'm gonna tell you who he remind me of. And this is just me. To me, he kind of remind me of McGahee. Just to me. I think he remind me of Willis McGahee. Because he can do it all, man. Coming, catching out the backfield, he can do it all. And what scares me is his last game, he was rocking Ohio State gear. So, yeah, man, like.
They might be knocking on the door.
They behind the scenes, they probably knocking on the door also, because I think Wisconsin cooked. I think that shit cooked, but.
Fickle, yeah, the coach probably about to get fired too.
They might hire Dave Franklin. I don't know if they're going to be a Wisconsin with a black coach? Oh,
no. Hey, I just found out Dave Franklin was black like last year, dog. I ain't know what? He look like an Italian dude, cuz. I ain't know that nigga.
He do. I thought he was Italian black, a long time ago.
Well, he half black. That's why I smoked for
him. Yeah. So is Marcus Freeman. Actually, Marcus Freeman is black and Japanese or something like that.
I can tell with that, though. Yeah, I can see that in Freeman. When I see Freeman, I know it's a nigga there.
What that Beijing be?
Good boy got it. Get that shit spray painted every day.
Hey, bro, I can see him down here in Miami when it's like a 12 o'clock game and 12 o'clock game in September. And that bitch just
no, I ain't coming down south.
No. nigga, do you got on face paint? What you got going on? Get back,
put the gear back on, yeah.
Hey, bro. Hey.
All that shit, man. You got chill with all that spray paint on your forehead, man.
But again, the Amari Latimer, man, like his senior film is great. He's been I think Will Fong said it, like schools are, well, Miami, they kind of the shout out to them boys at Kane's Insight. They also were saying that, you know, staff is like hasn't been evaluating his senior film and they like what they're seeing. So they're starting to warm up to the fact, but don't wait too late.
Yeah.
Miami staff only on Lattimore because I kept pressing them to be on Lattimore. I'm like, y'all stop with the going after them other running backs. This kid wants to be a Hurricane.
And I like Mallory too. Be cool. I like Jamie and Mallory. I think it's
I like Mallory. Yeah.
But we need Mallory, two backs anyways. Like I said, I mean, I like Cooper, but I'm not. I mean, it's a running back. Like, I ain't losing no sleep over it. If he's truly, you know, genuinely wants to go to Texas, all right, come on, let's move, man. I don't want to sit here. Just get left at the altar for him to stick with that because they probably going to just pay him out the wazoo.
Especially with that price tag on him.
Yeah, I know what they're doing, so let him go ahead and pay him, you know. Let's get to work on, you know, talented kids. So I'm going to keep that name in mind. I'm going to go watch this film after this. I want to see what y'all talking about. Let's see. One more name, and we'll get into the game. Tank Jones. I know we was in his final three. Kid out of Alabama ended up committing to Oregon. Oregon, it ain't fell off or nothing like that. You know, they took that loss to Indiana, but, you know, we all think Indiana a pretty good team for sure. Might be a long game on this kid, but I think it might be
a little. He was at the Florida game too, I think.
He's another one of those you know, they just gonna keep punching until signing day. I don't think that one happens though. Oregon, I can't deny what
Atlanta does out there when he recruits. So.
Wait, X, it sounds like he's talking to a pillow a little bit.
Oh, my bad. You get me?
There you go. Now you good. You good. Now you good. Now.
Okay, so yeah, Tank. Yeah, I don't think we get that. I think he sticks with Oregon. You know, can't deny what Dan Lanning is out there doing at Oregon. So, man, but it's something to stay. I'm gonna keep punching that to sign today. You know, you never know. But yeah, I just think Oregon.
Let me tell y'all kids something, man. Dan Lanning, you heard it here first. He will be going to rehab. That man is on some of the purest Colombian I've ever seen in my life.
And bro, I didn't want to bring it up.
Talk about intensity. I said, nigga, that's that Colombian bam bam. Nigga, that job.
Bro, you saw that shit when they beat Penn State. He's sitting there wiping his nose and shit. I was like, all the signs are there.
Bro,
he looked like he been in Love Vanna for a couple
of bro, days. Bro, I'm telling you. Hey, I'm putting it out there first. We'll see. I ain't famous enough to worry about getting sued for slander, especially if the shit come through. I'm like, that brother on coke, bro. I don't know what y'all talking about. That ain't no intensity. I mean, it is.
He definitely on coke.
Cocaine-induced intensity. And, you know, it ain't much to do in Oregon anyway. So, anyway. All right, just a couple names we want to throw out there, man. See how things go. Just some names. I know we had, you know, season full swing, but we're coming off of the buys, and that'll be it for the buys for the year. You know, now it's just going 1-0 every week. We're favored in every game, fairly largely at this point, too. You know, no team is ranked right now that we got to play, which, you know, it's funny, people trying to hold against us. And I'm like, well, what the hell are we supposed to do about it? We play who's on the schedule. And number two, who's to say these teams won't get ranked by the time we play? If they, you know, put together some kind of thing like SMU might pull back in the bottom of the top 25. Who knows? That's just overblown to begin with. You know, you play who you got. But real quick, I mentioned it to y'all real quick before the show, before we get into the game. Who you got as your mid-season offensive and defensive MVPs at this point?
Oh, offensive, I'm going to have to go.
Go ahead.
Offensive, I'm going to go with, I just got to go with the whole offensive line unit. Offensively, I'm going to go with the whole offensive line unit. Defensively, that's rough. Yeah, damn.
I got like three players.
You got Bane, you got Thompson, you got Thomas, you got Mezendor, I'm gonna go with Wesley Bissain, man, because Wesley Bissain's been having an excellent season so far.
All right. Who you got, Mies?
I got defense. I forgot about Jacoby Thomas, to be honest. Like he have an All American season. I was gonna say the obvious and be like, I got Bane and Tony, but I'll say Tony and I ain't gonna lie, you got me on this little Keontae Scott train. Just because, too, he don't come off the field.
Yeah, bro.
And if he don't come off the field, that means you're doing a lot of stuff people not seeing, too. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to go with Keontae Scott / the D-line and Tony.
All right. Who you got, D-Rob?
So, I'm picking totally different players on both sides of the ball. Offense. I'm going to go Mark Fletcher, man. He's like the number one rated running back in the ACC. I think he's like second in yards, second or third in yards. I want to say second in yards. And he's having a damn good year. Hasn't fumbled the ball, has protected the ball. He's looked explosive, breaking tackles, running people over. I'm very impressed with Mark Fletcher. So
don't leave out his blocking because he's been blocking it.
Yes, that too. Yeah, that too. He's been blocking his thing. So I'm going to say on offense, I'm going to say Mark Fletcher. On defense, I'm going to also go with Jacoby Thomas. Man, I'm so impressed with what he has done. He's been better than advertised. No, I wasn't going to go with Jacoby Thomas. I'm going to go with Mezendor. I think what Mezendor is doing is he's doing some great things, man. He's doing some real great things. He slimmed down. He's got better at the point of attack. As far as pass rushing, he's doing it like
he's playing out his mind right now.
He's playing out his mind. He's capitalizing with Bane being on the other side of him. And this is the best season look. This is the best he has looked, I think, since his what, the first year at Miami, I think it was.
Yep.
When he actually was pretty good. It's the best he's looked since then. So yeah, man.
I like it.
Yeah, that's what I
got. Like it. Those good picks. I'm gonna go offensively. I am gonna go with the obvious on that one. I mean, obvious to some, I guess. It depends because you know, QB is usually kind of the obvious take. I think Dex played well. But I'm going to go with Tony just because, he, you know, way he's been able to insert himself into the offense. And then, you know, I know it's special teams, but the fact that he can be trusted back there means so much that we trust him on punt returns.
He don't blink back there.
Nah, yeah. Speed
he don't blink you know, back there, yeah.
He's scared, you know. That's, but with him, I'm gaining so much more confidence that, like, hey, he'll feel the ball. Now I don't worry about him doing nothing goofy with it. And you know, secure things there. But I think, you know, him being able to come in and be to fill that Restrepo role in an offense that leans so much on the slot, outstanding play from him. And then on the defensive side, it's funny. Jacoby Thomas was my thought. That was my first thought. I think it's obviously Bane, right? Like, he's playing out his mind as well. Same thing. Agree with Mezador playing. Just, I think we got the best tandem in the country at the end. I don't think there's anybody has a better combination than we do right now. But what Thomas has been able to do, especially improving on his coverage, has been damn. It's been so important to this defense being able to be what it needed to be, because safety was probably the position we were most worried about coming into the year. And Poison even started off a little shaky and was a little bit, but he's playing a hell of a lot better. I think he's not playing like the guy we thought we were getting. But Thomas is playing better than I think we thought we was getting. I just looked at him kind of as a back and enforcer that might be a liability in the pass game. And I feel like, you know, he's improved himself tremendously. I even actually saw
a lot of people didn't want him.
I don't know what a lot of people talking about. I don't know what the hell we had instead. Who's the dude? ESPN, he's like a draft analyst. He was showing him a lot of love the other day.
McShay.
Tom McShay, yeah. Tom McShay, I saw a little clip going around where he was giving him a lot of love, man. I think he's earned himself some money this year, and I think he's been pivotal to the defense. But, all right, real quick, we'll look ahead. We got Louisville Cardinals coming in the Hard Rock. They trying to run with this asylum thing. I like it. You know, trying to give us a nickname. The whole electric juice and turning into an asylum. I like that. I seen some orange straight jackets out there. People trying to pull them out, rock that. I like it. I think it's fun, man. I saw somebody say traditions are born, you know, every day. So it could be a cool new thing. It's a series. We actually lead the series with these guys. Last year was a hell of a shootout game. Thank God for Cam Ward. That game was, whew. Man, your
Cam damn near won that game by himself.
Man, Hawkins
didn't throw that game by himself.
It was terrible defense. Now, you know, we all give credit to the head coach over there. He's gonna draw some shit up. We know that. It's just a strength of what he does. But you know, they don't have some of the things they had last year. I think last year, Tyler, what's his name? Tyler Shuck. I think is how you say it. Tyler Shaw. I believe. He earned himself some money, ended up going to the league. He's with the Saints, I believe, right now. This year, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to skip coach name too. Coach Jeff Brom. I think he's a hell of a coach as far as drawing up some plays, and I think he can work some stuff, wiggle some stuff open. I don't think Miller Moss, you know, who just transferred from USC, I don't think he's good as Tyler was. Really in any regard of the game. One thing that Show did really good last year was escape pressure. and then still get the ball downfield. And I don't think Miller Moss has.
No, he's not doing that.
Kind of, I don't think he has that kind of on the move ability. They are 4-1 on the year as of right now. You know, their feature back. You know, it's kind of it's funny when we talked about Jeremiah Love, right? And when we went to all his numbers from the previous year, and it was like, wait a minute. All these stats is against some, you know, some poo-poo, really. Like, this is the same, really, when it came down to playing big-time football, he hadn't really produced that much, you know. And then I went and looked at their starting running back, Isaac Brown, and his numbers kind of echo that this year.
Yeah, he's not having that good of a season. I know the O-line is terrible, which has something to do with it.
Yeah, he, you know, he's averaging 7.3 yards a carry, but if you go look at it, it's because, you know, he got like some crazy stats against, let's see, they kind of remind me, you know, with Florida State somewhat with the schedule. So they play Eastern Kentucky. He ran six carries for 126 yards, right? Two touchdowns. So, you know, that's 21 yards a carry average. And then James Madison, he carried 12 times for 104 yards. And then I don't know what happened with Bowling Green, but he only carried the rock one time for 18 yards in that game. But then he played Pitt. He only ran 14 times for 20 yards, which, you know, that's atrocious. That's 1.4 yards a carry. And then against Virginia, the loss they just took in overtime to Virginia, ran 13 times for 66 yards. Which ain't bad, five yards of carry. But it definitely brings down that 7 yard of carry type, you know, average that I feel like could be a little bit inflated from lesser competition. He is an explosive back, though. I'll give him that. I mean, we got to see him last year. I think he was kind of one of those kids that, you know, I wish didn't slip out of our backyard. But I don't think we'll have a lot of I don't think we'll have a hard time containing them, at least in the run game. Yeah, I know you mentioned too, Measy, the O-line. The O-line is kind of – they put it together. It's a lot of transfers, but the transfers were from, like, the previous year. So they – most of them do have, like, at least
a year. That thing is horrible.
Yeah, they all
now, I don't think it's good. It's good at all. And then, you know, wide receivers. They got some decent guys on the outside.
They got that one guy, Bell. Bell. Is pretty decent. He's pretty
good. Yeah, they got Berrien still.
No,
I'm thinking I might be thinking about Bell. The fast one.
He came back against us in that game.
Yeah, but he came back for this year too. Berrien?
Let me look at the roster. I know who you're talking about.
Brian Berrien or something like that.
Yeah, I don't want to get him wrong. I know just
because I was about his numbers the other day.
He was having a damn good game. He had been out.
He had that kick return on us last year.
Right, but I don't see. I'm looking at their roster right now. I see Eli Adams, Chris Bell, Sean Boykins. Rock Coffman,
so I'm thinking about Bell and
Bobby Golden. Was it Bell? Yeah, that did. Yeah, it was Bell. It was Bell.
That returned that kickoff?
Because I remember zero. Yeah, his number zero.
Okay.
Unless he switched numbers. And then the other guy they kind of like, the senior, the Colin Lacey kid. He's a pretty solid guy.
That's who I'm thinking about. That's who returned the kickoff.
Lacey. Yeah, you're right.
Lacey. That's who I'm thinking about. Kyron Lacey.
Yeah. Colin.
Kyron Lacey, that's who I'm thinking about.
He passed away.
Right, I'm tripping,
I was throwing off with that name, too.
Yeah, he's not doing much this year neither, though.
Nah, but you got to respect the speed and explosiveness, right? And then you know, this coach can draw some stuff up. So I think they're a team that, you know, I'm always going to respect Brahm's ability to draw some things up. But I just talent-wise, I just don't think this team is as good as that team last year that we played.
It's not. They came off a bye week too, like so you know Jeff Brown trying to sit there, study, draw some shit up for the game and everything. I'm positive he's doing that. Yeah, he will.
And he will. They'll have a good opening script.
Because our last Louisville game's been close, all of them. Well, the last two, yeah. I can remember.
No. The last year was close. The other year, we blew them out. It wasn't close.
Nah, the year before that, we lost. When TBD, we lost that game.
Yeah, we did. We did lose with TBD. That's right.
Yeah. Right on that one. Yeah.
So we tried to throw a Hail Mary.
And no. I was thinking about when we had the quarterback that smoked weed before the football games.
He threw six touchdowns that game.
Yeah, Jaren Williams, man. If Brom really did call Florida and ask their coach how does Tyler play against our defense, then yeah, they in big trouble.
Yeah, I saw that quote. Florida coaches.
Yeah, they in big trouble.
Why would you call them?
I don't know.
I think he knows somebody on staff. Yeah, was like how? Yeah, mm-hmm. He ain't look at that PFF for the Florida, Florida offensive line.
I don't care if his brother. I don't care if his brother was on staff. I'm not calling him.
Yeah, not this is what we of did all to them. I was like, call. Well, I was gonna say maybe call Notre Dame, but you don't have a secondary Notre Dame has, so you can't call them. That ain't gonna work for you. They ain't got a secondary Florida guy. You don't need to call nobody. You just need to sit down.
I was just about to say that.
Figure
the
shit out by yourself.
What you see on that TV is what it is.
Yeah,
man. Listen, they about to get the hell beat out of them Friday night.
I seen that spread 13.5.
Listen, yeah, it went to it's 13. It was 14.5. Listen, I'm not one of the
13.5.
I'm not one of these Kane fans who's scared. Talk about, recent year. Man, listen, they getting the hell beat out of them. It's going to get ugly.
I think the defense, and I'm D-Rod. Have you got a chance to watch them this year? I watched them in that Virginia game.
What, Louisville?
Yeah.
How you felt in the Louisville game? I mean, the Virginia game, Larian, seen what you saw.
I'm going to let D-Rod go.
It
is Virginia at the end of the day.
I'm be honest, bro. Like I'm not really impressed. I'm not really impressed. The game, like so they faced right so far. Let's see who they played. They played Eastern Kentucky. They beat them 51-17. James Madison 28-14. Bowling Green 40-17. They did beat Pitt 34-27 in that game. Who else did they play?
Virginia.
Then they played Virginia and they lost to Virginia. I'm not really
overtime, right?
Yeah.
I'm not really impressed with them. Like I'm not really impressed. Their best player on defense. He's out. Stanquan Clark, he's out. Isaac Brennan is not.
I was about to say that.
He's been out. He's out. Isaac Brown is not 100%. You know what I'm saying? Miller Moss isn't that good. 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions on the year.
Right.
He's not a running threat at all. So that pressure gonna get to him. He gonna fold. So I ain't really too much. I'm not really worried, bro. Like I mean, granted, I think Brom he knows how to scheme some shit up. I give him that. When it comes to play calling all that, that's his bread and butter. He does his thing. I'm good. But as far as like line to line, I mean their offense and defensive like lines rank like 104, like 108.
Yeah, I seen that.
Football. So when people get on here and be like, oh, their PFF grade is like one of the highest in the ACC. Man, look who they played.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't give me the ESPN ass stats, man. Them old boo boo ass. Like, when it was raining on Thursdays, they never turned the ball over. Go on with that bullshit, man.
Yeah. So it's like, I ain't really worried, bro. I ain't really worried about none of that. I will say their receiving core, Chris Bell and Colin Lacey, they're actually pretty good receivers, but my secondary squared away. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. We good. So
we spent good money back there. Remember they were laughing? We bought a whole new secondary.
There was real deal laughing.
Oh, they found that shit hilarious. I was like, okay. The secondary sucked, and we was like, yeah, we're gonna go get a new secondary. Well, that's stupid. All right. Okay. Yeah, all about what you want to talk about.
Yeah, all in all, like I said, I'm not really impressed. I'm not impressed at all.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to apply pressure defensively. I just don't think that D-line is nothing special. And they've had some guys in recent years that were like, you know, disrupt the guys up front or whatever. And I don't think that they're that guy there to worry about. Like you said, the best linebacker they got, probably best defensive player they got's out. And, you know, and there's nothing in that secondary that is particularly spooky either. So, I think the 13.5 is pretty accurate. I think, it'll just come down to a talent gap thing again. I think we'll just be able to line up bully. I think we're going to harass Miller Moss. I think he throws maybe two more picks on the year in this game. He's not going to have a lot of time. And Jahlil Skinner ain't going to save.
Yeah, I think we're going to blow him out. It might start a little close. It's a Friday night. You know, the Friday nights be like spooky at first, be fucking stupid and shit. Yeah. But I think we end up clearing it at the end of the game.
Yeah, home too. This is focused, man. I was nervous kind of after the bye week going to the good Florida State. Man, this team focused, man. They asked me the other day, hey, what you all the hype and all this, the people, he's like, man, fuck all that shit. I don't care about none of that. They focus.
It don't
man.
Matter because they'll put all that battery in your back, then slip up and see how much they love you then.
Right.
And I think they got to see that, especially last year, because they got to feel a lot of the hype and a lot of the buzz. And then as soon as you missed up, that shit a wrap, bro. Ain't nobody sitting there singing your praise and glory no more. Then they just trashing you and talking about how you just the same old. You know, Miami and this, that, and another. So
a lot of them are waiting on it too, best believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot, you know, a lot of them doing it, you know, the hyping, just to hope to see it fall, you know?
Yeah.
38-17, man. Fuck it.
38-17. I'm there.
That's a good score.
That's a pretty good score, man. I don't even know. I'm going to just ride with that one too.
I'm about to say, 17. Yeah, 38-17, 30. That might be the fucking consensus, goddamn. X, what you got?
Say it again.
What's the
score? We all got D-Rock 38-17. And I agree. And we just three of the same scores.
45-10.
Yeah, hey, I knew he was gonna run it up. I knew he was gonna run it up just a little bit more. I feel like he's gonna take that thing one step further.
Yeah, we going up top, man. 45-10.
Yes, sir. No doubt. I just don't think, and it's not being cocky, I think it's just watching football. I just don't think anything right now that we got lining up for the remainder of the season. Really presents great challenges. I think the biggest challenge we're going to have against this team, honestly, is Brown. But he don't take no snaps. You know, like I said, Jahlil Skinner finally learned how to catch the football a little bit. He ain't, like, lighting shit up. But, you know, I'm happy to see the young man get it together somewhat. But, I just think this will be another dominant performance, man. I think it's just going to be another one for the resume, another 1-0. More belt to ass. You know, more frustration on the faces.
I think we're gonna get some turnovers on the defense. They're gonna be forced to throw the ball a lot, and I think we just gonna make some plays this week.
Yeah, I think D Rod called, what was it, 7-4, 7 touchdowns, 4 picks, or 9 touchdowns?
He got seven touchdowns, 4 picks on the year, man.
That's crazy against some schools he was playing too.
Yeah, it would make that thing 7-7, man. Yeah, boy, 7-7. No tutties. You know what I mean? I'm gonna give the hometown kid some love. He gonna scrape off one little touchdown. Isaac Brown. And then after that, it would give them a field goal. And then that's it. Y'all got to pack the shit up and get on to the crib. But anyway, all right, man. I think that's about it. We'll get up out of here. Real quick, I know I was asking about the Seaborn kid. And, you know, I would keep wondering why he ain't, you know, quite jumping the boat yet. You know, I know they didn't put a lot of resources behind him. But now it's buzz about the number one.
Elijah Haven,
who, you know, is a Florida lean. He ain't leaning that way so much no more. Knocking on that door. So we'll see.
Yes, sir.
Them games got played and everybody started looking like, uh-oh.
No, yeah, them games really got played.
They thought they wanted them played.
Hey, what's famous? Hey, that shit got to look a certain way. And it look a certain look way.
A certain way. And it don't. For everybody else. Anyway, man, we're going to get up out of here. We appreciate y'all tapping in with us. We'll be back with you after this ass whooping to recount it and look forward to the next ass whooping down the road. We can do that. We're not on the team. Peace.
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 We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.